Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, I think, because I really just want to get your wheels turning and have you do a little bit of self-reflection on how you're operating, how you're making your decisions, and whether or not that's still in alignment for you. So Kyle and I just returned from Miami, where we celebrated my birthday for a whole 48 hours. We had an amazing time, pretended like we were young and fun again, and not parents that go to bed at 8 p.m. And we really had such a good time. It was so good to see some of our friends and really just have that time to disconnect and not be checking email or, you know, worried about our child, because we knew that he was safe and well taken care of. And it just reminded me how important these little breaks are to make sure that we're enjoying life along the way and not just getting caught up in all the work that we have. So one thing I wanted to mention before we get started today is, if you've seen me posting on Instagram, we are doing a challenge that kicks off January 2nd. You can sign up for this challenge until November 30th, and then it's going away. You won't have an opportunity to sign up for it. So if you want to do so, I would encourage you to do it before then. But essentially, I wanted to put this challenge together really for myself and to even help keep myself accountable in the new year. I've never been somebody who's huge on resolutions. I just like to focus on strategies and goals and how can I attain those as quickly as possible. Not necessarily like, oh, I want to give up this or I commit to doing this. It's like, no, here's my goal. Here's my strategy. Here's how I'm going to go after it. And I wanted to make sure I wasn't neglecting, because I'm such a driven person, also being an Enneagram 3, I will accomplish damn near every single thing that I set out to do, but I will neglect other things during that process. So like for me, the first thing that I often neglect is my workout regimen, my cold plunges, my eating healthy, my meal prepping, all of that. And so I was like, hey, I want to throw a challenge together that's going to help keep people accountable, not only on their health, but on their businesses and making sure that they're doing something every single day to move their business forward, as well as teach you guys some of those magical manifesting powers that I use. And so I put together a challenge. We'll work through it all of January. And we're also going to have really, really cool private communities where we're going to be giving you private recordings, private video trainings, a lot of the stuff that I plan to teach in 2024. I'm going to be sharing little snippets of it inside of the private community. And we're also going to have prizes. So the prizes will be given to those that adhere to the rules, that show up, that play full out, that are interactive in the community, that are keeping themselves accountable, but also cheering others on. And we're going to be giving away $500 cash to the number one winner. We're going to be giving away a ticket to our Scale Up event we'll be hosting in Nashville. You heard it here first. I haven't released a ton of details about this yet. I'll start to in December. And those inside of my Facebook group will get first dibs on those. So if you want more information about that, make sure you join our Wealthy Practitioner Facebook group in the show notes. And we'll be giving away a Shure mic as well as a 30-minute coaching call with me, which is honestly kind of difficult to come by these days. So enough about the challenge. If you do want to join that, just send me a DM on Instagram with all in and I'll send you the details. Okay, cool. So how do we know if we're in alignment with what it is we really want? How do we know if we're chasing the right things? You know, the reason I'm titling this podcast You Versus You is because your spouse can't tell you what it is you want. Your parents can't tell you. Your coach can't tell you. Your pastor can't tell you, right? Your business partner can't tell you what it is you want. You have to know deep in your soul what it is you want. And I think sometimes we get influenced by noise and chaos online that we see. And in reality, what we really need to do is just tap into our inner knowing and say, am I in alignment with what it is I'm working towards? Or do I need to make a shift? And I recently had a friend, you know, I had been disclosing to her just some of the stresses that we went through and kind of some of the feelings that I was experiencing. And she was like, well, what's your end game? And if you're in entrepreneurship, especially if you're a serial entrepreneur, I don't really have an end game. My end game is just to make as big of an impact as I possibly can while I'm on this earth. And her question really forced me to make sure that I make that huge impact without sacrificing myself in the process, right? I'm somebody that loves work, so I can work from the time I wake up till the time I go to sleep and really get to where I am super dedicated to projects that I'm working on. But then I sacrifice, you know, my mental health, or I sacrifice my physical health because I'm not going on walks or working out or doing the things I need to. And so for me, her posing that question, like, what's your end game, really forced me to make sure that I was only working on things that really was serving my higher purpose, but also that was allowing me to be more present now instead of being so driven and dedicated and focused on the future. So a great question for you to ask yourself is, are you operating from your ego or from your soul? Your soul is your innate, it's your intuition, it's your guiding force. It's that calling inside of you that knows, like, hey, here's what I'm supposed to do in this lifetime. And often we can start out on this journey, be super excited and be like, cool, I'm going to accomplish all these things. But then our ego pops into it and maybe forces us to pause, or maybe starts to pose some self-doubt inside of us. And we're like, I don't really know if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So ego is impatient. It wants everything tomorrow. It wants to put you in a rush and make you feel like you're running out of time. Whereas your soul and your innate knows that success, healing, and everything that you want is coming in divine timing. So even in my practice, I work with a lot of women that are trying to conceive. And one of the things is, I've been there, you know, where you're doing the testing and you want a baby more than anything. And it just doesn't really happen on your timeline. You know, it happens on God's timeline. It happens when your baby wants to join you. And so I think our ego convinces us in that scenario that, like, something's not working. Oh my God, something's wrong. When it's really, you just have to trust divine timing. That's an easy example for in practice, but also with some of the business metrics that we want to achieve, knowing that it's all coming to you, knowing that everything that you want is coming to you. And if not that, then something better. That's one of the things that I use a lot in my vocabulary when I'm speaking, when I'm journaling, is, hey, I want this thing, but if not this, then something better. Ego is scarcity and innate is abundance. Ego is blame. Innate is radical responsibility for everything. Ego is comparison. Innate is self-love. It doesn't matter what others are doing as long as I love myself and what it is I'm creating and here to work on in this lifetime. It doesn't matter who's doing better than me or cooler things than me or different things than me, because I only need to be focused on myself. Ego is self-serving, and innate is knowing that we all win together. We are here to help each other along on life's journey, and we're able to do that. And in turn, it's going to help us. Ego is self-doubt. Innate is self-trust. So one of the questions I often get asked is, how do you know if the resistance you're currently experiencing is creating friction so that you consider stopping and switching gears and going down a new path? Or if that friction and resistance that you're experiencing is actually what's required for you to build up that muscle, that grit, that experience that you need in order to rise to the occasion and become your future self. Like, how do I know? Is this really happening so that it forces me to stop and go in a different direction? Or is this just priming me for the next level? And here's a couple of things that I want you to do. First, I want you to sit down and just quiet your mind. And for 30 days in a row, I want you to either, for me, it's just easier to wake up before my family and my chaos and my day gets started. So I choose the morning. That's how I best operate. Maybe nighttime is when you can find peace and quiet within your home or within your environment to be able to do this. But for 30 days, I want you to find 30 to 45 minutes where you can just sit in silence and journal what comes up for you about, is this in alignment with me? Is this what I really want to be doing? I also want you to find counsel. So asking somebody for advice that you look up to, that you trust, that maybe has been in a similar experience that you're currently experiencing right now. And something that's really important to keep in mind is, like, bad advice is worse than no advice. So make sure it's somebody that you can really trust and that would be able to give you insight to your current situation. And ask yourself, like, what do you feel your true calling in life is? Is what you're going through or what you're doing providing you more clarity on next steps? Is it providing you more clarity on the person you have to become? Is it teaching you valuable lessons? You know, every single setback or problem that we deal with is really meant to teach us lessons to get us to the next level. And so are you learning those valuable lessons? Or are you just dealing with problem after problem and it's really a sign that it's time for you to pivot and try something else? Do you still feel in alignment with what it is you're supposed to be doing? You know, often I work with moms who are in practice and maybe they started their practices before they had children and now they're like, I just don't know if I'm still supposed to practice. I don't know if I really want to dedicate this much time to the office, or am I just in a tough season of motherhood and entrepreneurship and I just need to push through and it's going to get easier in 6 to 12 months. You know, that is a valid question that most women experience when they're practicing. Then I want you to dream about your life and what it would look like if you stop doing the thing that's providing resistance. So say it's having a practice. You know, I don't think everybody is meant to be an entrepreneur. And I recently did an interview and I potentially might be hiring her. She was awesome, but she's an artist. And she was like, I know that I don't have the entrepreneurial spirit that it requires me to turn this into a business. And I really think that I would lose my love for art. So I want to keep that my hobby and take my talents and use them for good in an administrative setting. And I was like, do you know how much self-awareness it takes to actually know that not everything you do has to be monetized, that you don't have to become an entrepreneur, that you can practice your talents and use your skills in other ways? Like, that's an amazing self-reflection thing. And so I want you to sit and ask with yourself, are you meant to be an entrepreneur? Is it something that you really want to continue to pour into? Because it does require you to learn some of these lessons along the way. Is your life going to get better if you remove the thing that's providing resistance? And sometimes that's a really hard question. Sometimes that's a relationship, right? Those are really hard things to remove. Sometimes it's a situation that you really need to decide, do I want to remain in this situation or do I not? Recently, I listened to a podcast that discussed a few components of just stepping into that higher version. And I wanted to share a little bit with those. One of the quotes that he mentioned that I thought was just absolutely amazing was this: to whom much is given, much is required. And I was like, ooh, you know what that reminds me of? You've been given a sacred trust, guard it well. And I was like, ooh, okay. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with what it is we're doing. And you can never get more of the thing you want without getting a few things you don't want. That's just life. That's the polar opposites that make the universe work. And so on the front side of a blessing or a manifestation, there is going to be some difficulty with that. So I wanted to give you a couple of examples. Often you say you want more responsibility, but with that responsibility, you are going to experience more stress, right? We said we wanted bigger teams. We said we wanted another office. Well, guess what came with that? More people calling out, more issues with staff getting along with each other, right? Because as you grow, you're going to experience some of these things. You say you want more notoriety, but on the backside of that, you're going to face more criticism. That is inevitable, right? The more people you get in front of and the more people that see you, the more people are going to have an opinion about you. And that was something that I really had to prepare myself with before I even launched the podcast was, hey, I show up pretty frequently and consistently on social media, but this is going to be another medium that gets me in front of people. And there's going to be a lot of people that don't like what I have to say. Am I prepared for that? And I had to do some work on my self-love and my self-worth prior to becoming more vulnerable and becoming more seen in the world, right? So that wouldn't affect me as much. You maybe say you want more leadership, but on the other side of that comes more responsibility. You say you want a bigger office or a bigger house, but on the other side of that comes more expenses, right? You know, Kyle and I recently over the summer were like, wow, it actually costs a lot of money to have landscaping and to have a pool. And neither one of us have time to do either one of those. So that's something when a client's like, I want this house. I want a boat. I want a vacation home. It's like, okay, do you know what's going to come with that? Because it's really easy to dream up these new goals when the new year rolls around, but it's like, do you know everything that's going to take? Maybe you say you want a promotion, but on the backside of that, you're going to experience more pressure. It's inevitable. You have to rise to the occasion. So sometimes the delay in our calling or our biggest desires is really a delay because we need that character development. We need to develop that discernment, that decisiveness. We need to increase our knowledge base. We need to mature more. We need to develop better leadership skills. And once those are strengthened, our biggest manifestations end up coming true because you can properly handle them and you can properly handle what you asked for and more. All right, guys, that's all I got. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.